Each time a bitch enters estrus, she's designed to become pregnant, so in fact, she goes into a luteal pseudo-pregnancy every time she comes into heat. For learning's sake, assume that the hormonal events of pregnancy and diestrus are exactly the same. Overt pseudo-pregnancy, pseudocyesis, or pseudogenitra are synonymous and can occur in some bitches. The signs of pseudogenitra, or overt pseudo-pregnancy, or pseudocyesis, include physical signs such as mammary development and lactation, and psychologic signs such as nesting, mothering, and adopting inanimate objects to nurse. Pseudogenitra occurs at the normal expected whelping time and is caused by a rapid decline in progesterone at the end of a normal diestrus, coupled with a rise in prolactin, although the rise in prolactin has not yet been measured. Events that can exacerbate the signs of pseudopregnancy or pseudogenitra are self-nursing by the bitch, massage of the mammary glands by the owner to keep the bitch comfortable, hot packing the mammary glands by the owner to keep the bitch comfortable, and milking the glands out by the owner to keep the bitch comfortable. Also, iatric pseudogenitra can be caused by ovariectomy during diestrus. This results in a similar progesterone decline as seen in a naturally occurring condition. Since pseudogenitra is caused by a decline in progesterone, progesterone supplementation during a pseudogenitra will temporarily stop the signs, but the rapid removal of the progesterone will result in a recrudescence of the signs of the pseudogenitra. Rule-outs for pseudogenitra are that parturition may have occurred somewhere, so it is best to have a pregnancy diagnosis done at some point in time. Ultrasound of the uterus may help determine if the uterus is enlarged and may be a postpartum uterus. Mastitis and neoplasia are also possibilities. Ultrasound and radiographs can help rule these out also. Benign mammary hypertrophy occurs mainly in cats and not in dogs. The best treatment for pseudogenitra is no treatment. You must remove the physical causes such as self-nursing by the bitch, any massage of the mammary glands by the owner, hot packing of the mammary glands, and milking the glands out. These all tend to increase milk production rather than decrease milk production. Non-phenothiazine tranquilizers may be used to calm the bitch. However, do not use phenothiazine tranquilizers, as they can actually cause more milk release because they are dopamine antagonists, and dopamine is a prolactin antagonist, so this will actually result in more lactation. Mibolarone, or check drops, are an androgen that has been shown to improve the physical and psychological signs of pseudogenitra. Bromocriptine can also be used to treat pseudogenitra. It is a dopamine agonist, so it will result in more dopamine, less prolactin, and less lactation. Vomiting is listed as a side effect of bromocriptine. However, it is apparently not as problematic as some people have once said in the past. Some sequelae to pseudogenitra are mastitis, mammary hypertrophy, and owner irritation. However, the good news is that everything worked normally. We had proestrus, we had an estrogen rise, we probably had ovulation, we had progesterone rise, and we had a normal progesterone fall. In fact, everything worked absolutely normally. It is important to remember that there is no predisposition to pyometra resulting from a pseudogenitra.